add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Returning to Mac. Good to be back, man. I was off for like 5 days. Something like that. Let me think. I think it was on Tuesday. I went to the Yankee game. The Yankees lost that first game to the Reds. I was dumb tight about it because that was my last game of the first half. And I was trying to get to 20 games in the first half in my attempt to get another 40-game season. And I'll get there. But, you know, family called. We had a death in the family. I had to go down and hold it down for my grandmother as the oldest grandbaby. And I couldn't go to the two games in the Cincinnati series, L's. Glad I didn't go. And then I couldn't go to any of the three games in the Boston series, two L's, series loss. And I think that was meant to be. The only game worth going to in this Yankees past homestand was Ben Rice Day. Saturday, 14 runs scored, 3 home runs from young Ben Rice. Whatever. So, yeah, I ended up being off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I was off 3 days. I'm always off on the weekend unless I swap, which I've been doing a lot just so I can be a family man and be there for my wife and kid and go grocery shopping and whatnot. I know some of you young boys don't have any responsibilities, so you're always like, yo, stop talking about that stuff. But it's life. You know, this radio stuff, you got to put some of your life into it. It can't just be all doom and gloom when the team loses and riding high when the team wins. It can't just be all one sport either, man. I'm trying to get some conversation around the Giants mixed in with this Hard Knocks stuff. I cannot wait to see how this whole Saquon thing played out. I think Giants fans are going to have some closure on that. I think Giants fans are going to feel better about all of that. And, you know, speaking of the Giants, once a Giant, always a Giant. I don't think that can apply to Saquon Barkley anymore. And I saw they ranked somewhere Saquon Barkley as the 95th best Giant out of 100 all time. You're dead to us. Literally. Like, that Tiki Barber says you're dead, and they barely want to put you in the top 100. That's like Kyrie being snubbed from the top 75 NBA players and also not being on this Team USA team. Kyrie did some questionable stuff, and they're waiting for him to retire. But anyway, I'm getting off track. Yeah, once a Giant, always a Giant. Eli Manning. Eli Manning pops up in the newest commercial for NCAA football. And I laughed when I saw it because I immediately knew what it was. And obviously I saw it online and there was a caption for it. But it was funny to me because it was a way to introduce Texas backup quarterback, not Quinn Ewers, the backup quarterback, Arch Manning, being included in EA Sports College Football 25. Some of you may or may not know, when it originally was announced that this was coming out, he didn't want to be in it. He said that he wouldn't be in it. He didn't sign off on his name, image, likeness being in the video game. Well, Eli Manning and the Manning family, I got to get in touch with their marketing people. I got to get in touch with their agent. They are undefeated. The way that they are now, like, the faces of the Pro Bowl, they have the Manning cast. When I pulled up to Giants versus Cowboys, I think Eli was doing something with like NBC. The way that the Manning family has dominated in media is incredible. Like they're permanent with football. They're never going anywhere. And now here you have Arch Manning being announced in the game, playing with Eli Manning. He's got his shoulder pads on and Eli's got the play sheet and they're in the practice mode of College Football 25, and of course, EA Sports is in the game. Young Arch Manning, son of Cooper Manning, says, I'm in the game, and announces that he will be in the game. But when you play with University of Texas, he's a backup. So what do you got to do? You got to sub out the starter or have him get hurt? I don't know. And then there's a lot of talk about him being the backup and why he won't transfer in this age of the transfer portal where everybody's dipping out. If you're promised to be the starter, you can hit the transfer portal and leave. It was never like that. Like, I don't, my, My year I went to JMU, I went to JMU with a kid whose dad played at JMU. And I didn't care. It's where I wanted to go. School was 70% girls. It was the furthest scholarship I had away from where I grew up. The team had just won the national championship. I didn't care. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to compete. I got to beat them out. That never happened. I ended up leaving the school. I ended up transferring anyway. But there was no transfer portal. I had to sit out a year. Now these kids can transfer and play right away. And now these kids don't even have to try and compete. They can just go somewhere else, get $1 million in NIL, and be awarded a job. It's crazy. But I kind of commend Arch Manning, because he's already rich, for sticking with the school that he chose, getting his education, and waiting his turn, waiting his time. Maybe his time is this year. Maybe he balls out in training camp. Maybe yours goes down. Who knows? Anyway, 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk any NFL football. Yankee fans, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. Brian Cashman spoke, and the Yankees didn't respond to his words. I guess Hal's got to speak. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what you guys want. I don't know what you guys want. They're dead. They're cooked. If it's not Judge powering them, and, you know, I was saying that last month. I'm like, they're wasting this. They're wasting Judge's performances. They're wasting this guy. Like, he's hitting home runs. He's getting multiple hits. He's making diving plays in the outfield. He's playing hard and they're losing. It's not going to last forever. You know, he's allowed to slump. He slumped in April. And they were able to pick him up. Soto was able to pick him up. Now Soto's slumping at the same time. Verdugo doesn't have it. At the same, it's not good enough. At the same time, they don't have Giancarlo Stanton. They're leaning on a young Ben Rice. There's a lot of holes to fix. There is a lot of issues with these guys. And if you expect Aaron Boone to be able to yell and fix it, that's not going to fix it. They have to fix it. They have to look each other in the mirror. I don't think they had a team meeting. I was waiting to hear something about a team meeting in Tampa. They still haven't had a team meeting, which tells you, okay, they feel like this is fine. They feel like they're just in a bad one right now, and they're due to break out, and they feel like they're doing the right things in their process, whatever. I don't know. They look terrible, and it's discouraging because, yeah, I want to root for the team. I want to watch all the games. I want to believe they can win the World Series every single year. But when they show you that they can be the worst team in baseball, again, that stat that said they started off 50-22 and they've been 5-16 since June 14th, how does the best team in baseball go from first to worst that fast? When ultimately you got Gerrit Cole back, you still have Judge healthy. In the offseason, we were talking about how do you have the best hitter and the best pitcher in the league and not figure it out around them? Because you did cut corners, because you did rely on some same players that hadn't performed before, and when you put all that together, it's not good enough. And the reality is, if this Yankees team thinks they're hell-bent on being a champion, if they're going all in 1 year Juan Soto, they got a lot more to do before this deadline and a lot of soul-searching to do as a team, as teammates. Marty is in Hoboken. Marty, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, we used to talk Kenny Pickett with the Steelers. I don't know if you remember, but...
Now we got to talk Kenny Pickett backing up Jalen Hurts with the Eagles. As soon as Hurts goes down, Kenny grew up an Eagles fan. He cannot wait to step in and do his thing.
Yeah. So the Steelers with the multiple quarterbacks, I think they're loaded anyway, but I guess I'll stick with the Yankees. I'm a Yankee, lifelong Yankee fan. I'm 63 years old. Went through all the good times and the bad times. No, the good times mostly. But, you know, I think it's, you know, we're coming up to the All-Star break. I don't know. The first half of the year, the pitching was fantastic. I mean, they pitched their ass off. And I don't know. I'm not one of these panic guys. I'm not a Met fan. Mets, much. The 500 team. I don't care about the Mets. Yankees, they'll figure it out. You also make, you know, you got a couple, you know, have 2 weeks. You got the Orioles coming up. I think they'll figure it out. They'll make some moves at the deadline. The team was a very good team to start the year. And it's a long season. I used to watch every game start to finish. I'm not like that anymore. I'll go away. Now the training camp coming up.
I think that's a good perspective to have, Marty, too, because a lot of us do watch every single game, and when you do see every mishap, every error, every you know, mental lapse, it just starts to pile up where you're like, this is who they are. This is their identity.
Yeah, so you gotta let it play out. You know, the middle of August, I'll be like, okay, let's see what's going. Yeah, I'll watch, you know, portions of games, but I used to be so into it, it was like almost too much. It was like, you know, but they were good. But now, you know, I think they'll figure it out. I don't think it's Boone. I think the pitching, I mean, Stroman, they still have, if you think about it,
they Cole's still have a good 100%. Rotation. The bullpen is a little shaky. But the lineup is the problem, because if it's not Judge and Stanton at the top, like it's crazy now. It's Ben Rice. It's Ben Rice's team.
The only guy I'm really worried about out of all the guys on the team is LeMayu.
Yeah, a couple knocks for him. And I will say, as of lately, LeMayu is starting to figure it out again. So that's a positive. But it scares me because I think that they're going to rest on that because they already have him under contract. They're going to say, okay, LeMayu's going to have a good second half like he had last year, and they're not going to make a move for another corner infielder or a third baseman, and they're going to rely on DJ LeMayu, and then he's going to fail us when we need him the most.
And every team in the league is going for relievers. Yep. It's like anybody who's sitting competitive right now is going for relievers, right? It's, you know, that's going to be
market.
The end game.
Yeah, tough market.
Tough mark, but I think the Yankees. You still have Soto and Judge. You know, I mean, two of the best players in the league. One's MVP. One's probably the second best player in the league. So
yeah, gotta get Stanton back. Got to make some moves at the deadline, and this could look a lot different.
Yeah, and I think in the middle of August we could be, you know, singing a different tune. But they're going through a major slump, even tonight. The guy gives up a 3-run home in the first inning, Rodon. He could turn it around, too. His stuff, he was throwing 97, 98 after that. It's like, I don't know.
They got to get an opener for him. They got to bring him out of the pen. He can't get out of the first inning.
yeah, right? The first inning is like crazy. Every game, it's like. But I think I'm not panicking. I watch a lot of baseball over the years. And you can't panic, but I'm definitely not like the Mets. Please.
Thanks, Marty. I mean, I don't know. I'm not on that. Like as a Yankee fan, I can't say anything about the Mets right now. They look like they're having fun. They're winning a lot of baseball games compared. Like if you go back to June 14th and do the numbers on the Mets versus the Yankees, like. I don't know. But I know there's some Yankee fans, like, no matter what, like Marty just called the Mets the Mutts, you're just not believing that the Mets are going to be what they are. And I see some Mets fans still like, oh, yeah, I don't believe in this, Keith. I think they're going to collapse. I don't know why. I think you should look at them differently. I think you should look at this era of the Mets and understand that they have some ballers on that team that want to play and want to compete. And if they add some teams, like, weren't they up? They were up at, like, they were up in this game, like, they were up 6-0 in the sixth. That bullpen is terrible. But that's the only problem. You have good catchers. You have a good defense. You have a good lineup. But that bullpen is consistently bad. You can count on them giving up runs. There's not many in the circle of trust. And after those guys get used up too much, they're not solid. Like the bullpen, that's it. The bullpen is what's separating the Mets from being a contender. The Yankees have so many issues right now. The 50 plus wins that they have, to me, they don't mean much, because I mean, you should be 30 games over 500, or I think you were 30 games over 500, and now you're 55-38. Next thing you know, you're 55-40 or 46, or you know, 56-40, and they're trash against the division. Like that's the reality setting in. So, like, it's not so much panic. A lot of Yankee fans, myself included, feel like they'll be all right. But you can't deny, like Brian Hoke said, the Yankees are 3 games under .500 against the AL East. They're 13-16 as they trail 5-3 in the ninth. So now mark them as 13-17. They can't even compete in their own division. And some say the East is the best division in baseball every year. They're not even beating their division. The Red Sox, the Orioles own them. They're losing the Tampa Bay Rays. It's just be real with yourself. And also be real with yourself about DJ. I think a lot of you need to hit refresh on DJ. In DJ's last seven games, he's batting .273. In DJ's last seven games, he's got 6 hits, 2 ribbies. Like, he's been better. But like I said, that scares me because now he's hitting over 200. I think it's just a little bit of a stretch. And I think that's going to make the Yankees say, okay, well, that's one thing we don't got to worry about. We don't got to worry about DJ. And if you don't worry about DJ, and then he folds or he gets hurt again or he slumps again, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a hole. This is a guy that was supposed to be a batting champ, leadoff hitter, a guy that was getting MVP votes. Now I'm just not sure what he is. He's slow. When he's ground out, he's hitting into double plays. And he's not that athletic over there at third base either. So there's a lot of you that rather play Oswaldo. I'm not wild about it either. They've got those two guys over there. They've got J.D. Davis, who's not going to play third base. And really shouldn't be playing over a Ben Rice. But whatever. I think these things are going to get sorted out soon. I'm glad. I will say this. I'm glad Brian Cashman and these guys are concerned. I'm glad they're embarrassed. Because if they were still riding high, if they still were confident in this team and maybe only made a couple marginal moves at the deadline, and then this happened after the deadline, we wouldn't have a deadline to improve the team. 888-808-1019. You feel me? Like, at least this is happening now and not in August like it did in 2022, where it's like, well, this is the team. This is who we've got, and they've got to get it together. Like, we know who we've got, and we don't know who could be added to this. So at least there's optimism in the trade deadline, and there's optimism in the All-Star break. What a much-needed All-Star break. But I would like for them to not limp into the All-Star break. I would like for them to take both series. I would like for them to, they're not going to sweep the Rays. I don't think they'll sweep the Orioles either. But man, how delightful would it be to win, I don't know, 4 out of these next 5. It just doesn't even, coming out of my mouth, it doesn't even sound like, I don't even believe it. Like, it doesn't even sound believable. The way they played, I don't see them winning back-to-back games. I said that earlier. To beat the Rays now, you got to win back-to-back days. You haven't done that since June 11th, June 12th, and that's outside of this terrible June 14th run where you've been 5-16. How do you go 5-16 with Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Garrett Cole coming back? And then you have Clay Holmes, who's an all-star. Clay Holmes played his worst baseball during this stretch, too. He's folded during the stretch. And I kind of blame the Yankees for getting cute and doing the whole entrance thing for him. And I know he earned it, deserves it, but I'm like, maybe we go back to not doing that because he hasn't been good with that entrance. So, yeah, Carlos Rodon, Carlos Rodon, this guy goes out there, gives the game up, and the loser vibes immediately come right back to the New York Yankees. He ends with a final line of 4 innings pitched, giving up 5 hits. I mean, only 1 hit after he settled in for those 3 innings, struck out the side of one of the innings, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 Ks. He's got a 4.63 ERA. He's got a $62 million contract, or $162 million contract, I believe. Izzy in Cleveland on The Fan in New York. Izzy. All right. Jay is in Teaneck on The Fan in New York. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I like you. I'm more into what you're saying about the Yankees, but don't hold your breath about us getting out of any kind of hole here.
No, because, I'm not. I would like that. I'm a Yankee fan. Yeah. I'll go to sleep tonight and I'll pray that the Yankees figure it out, but I'm not putting a dollar bet on it. No. I haven't been betting on the Yankees. I've been inactive on FanDuel with the Yankee bets.
Weren't we doing great when we went into the All-Star break last year?
I don't remember. Because Judge was hurt. We were doing great into June.
Judge got right. Judge got hurt, right. Okay. His window is now for Judge.
Oh, yeah.
You agree with
Let's
me?
Not even talk bigger picture. Championship window with him, with Cole. It's right now.
Okay. I want to get to Stanton. When did he get hurt? I mean, he's been hurt. He's been limping all year.
Yeah, he got, hurt like 3 weeks ago now.
And doing what? Running from first to first base?
I think it was the
base?
Brave series. I think I was there. It was a Brave series. I was there that night. I saw it happen.
Was it obvious? No, it was so dumb.
I was sitting right behind the TV guys to the right of the bullpen. He was coming home. He was scoring. He wasn't running hard.
Right.
He was coming around third base, trotting. It was a trot home to score, and he strained his hamstring. And next thing I know, I see Trent Grisham up the next time he's supposed to have an at bat. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, without Stanton, okay, it's like this. Without Stanton, Judge needs somebody behind him, Judge, to hit right. He's in a slump. You know, Judge is going to have the May he had? He's on his way again.
I don't know. He's bad.
April.
He had a knock today.
You're right, though.
Verdugo has not been the same player.
He can't hit. I mean, he's
and Soto
yeah,
in front of him
right.
hasn't been the same player.
Oh, he walks way too much.
I don't mind to walk, but you got to mix in some extra base hits.
Really? Well, we don't need. Look, if we don't win the World Series this year, don't sign Soto. Forget it.
I'm starting to think differently about it now, which is crazy how the ebbs and flows. Beginning of the year, it's like this guy's a Yankee for life. Now it's like, I don't know, bro. That's too much money.
Man.
It'll cripple the team.
Hamstring the team. Both his legs. Stanton, put him up there. Let him hit then.
No,
I mean,
because
mentally,
he's a liability.
Save
man.
Him for what? So we're going to save him for the playoffs.
No,
right?
They want him to come back and be healthy, and this
he's
not,
not
happening.
Getting, he's not going to be any better. And then he's got to go through that whole syndrome, you know, with him. Takes him a month. He'll strike out.
Yeah, to even
out,
get
like,
his timing right.
Times.
Yep. They'll be throwing fastballs and sliders by him. He'll be chasing, and we'll be like, well, his timing is off.
Yeah.
Till August.
Let me do one thing about the Giants. I love the Yankees. I love the Giants football. Barkley, he's, let me tell you. There were so many bats that I would take over Barkley. Tiki Barber, come on. Rodney Hampton was way better than Barkley. Barkley, if he didn't, you know, break one at the beginning, his first 2 years, he can't turn the corner. He reminded me of Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley has been an explosive player, has been your best big play threat, but like for teams that didn't win anything, and what he commanded in free agency, the Giants should never have paid him that, and they didn't. And we'll see how that works out for the Eagles.
Balls, and they're gonna find out anyway. So that's good, man. I'd take Joe Morris over you know.
It's a passing league. In this NFL, you don't need the leading rusher to win the Super
True.
Bowl. You don't need the leading rusher for anything. You need to be able to throw the ball into the end zone, and that's something the Giants haven't been able to do. Thanks for the call, Jay. 888-808-1019. Now you have a $40 million quarterback, and now you have a wide receiver room with a bunch of SEC guys, a guy from Auburn, guy from Kentucky, guy from Tennessee, guy from LSU, and a Duke quarterback from the ACC. So let that guy drop back and throw them the ball. The reason I was laughing at Dable getting to interview these quarterbacks, I know he had to have taken a liking to Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and it's like such a tease because it's like they're not going to be there for you to get, and they're not going to be able to trade up and get them, and you'll be right back to the literal drawing board, drawing up plays with Daniel Jones and Tommy DeVito. Oh, and Drew Lock. Yo, good luck. Good luck. Good luck with that. Let's see how much of an offensive mastermind Brian Daboll is. And let's see if he can run. They got to have him do that 40-yard dash. He's saying he can definitely do a 7.0 40-yard dash. I don't know about that, bro. 7 seconds? I don't know about it. that. I think you're underestimating that. I want to see it get done. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm running out of time. I got 24 minutes left, so we should break now. 888-808-1019. I've got a full rack of calls. When we come back, I'll hit you with that Mike Gundy audio just so you can hear it if you haven't already heard it. But we'll run through the phone lines to get you guys on air. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan. Let's get right to it. I mean, I mentioned this, so I do want to play it, but obviously everyone wants to complain about the Yankees, and maybe we'll get a word in about the Mets. So if you haven't heard, the best player on Oklahoma State's football team, running back Ollie Gordon, He got in some trouble. He was pulled over for a DUI, and that was last week. But Oklahoma State, they're not suspending him. I guess he'll fight his charges in court, which I'm sure they're going to take care of as well, his lawyer fees and anything else, whatever. That's how it kind of goes out there. But Oklahoma State's not going to suspend him. And so they interviewed head coach Mike Gundy, who I was talking about. You know, I'm a man, I'm 40. Come at me, I'm a man. I mean, talk about this guy being in his own world and certainly defending his players. I think he took this one a little bit too far. He's already had to apologize for it, but if you haven't heard it, Fleegs, let's play the audio of Oklahoma State football head coach Mike Gundy talking about the DUI that Ollie Gordon got and the decision not to suspend him any time.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08 and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better.
Yikes. Like, talking about going too far down the rabbit hole, especially, like, the legal limit is 0.08. And, okay, when your running back was arrested and when he blew the breathalyzer, I don't know the details of that. I didn't read into it too much. I don't know if they did the sobriety test and tested him right out of the car or if they waited or whatever. But supposedly he was a 1, so 2 points over the legal limit. For the coach to go out there and justify it by saying it's only a couple beers and I've done that 1,000 times, that's terrible. That's terrible. There's no way to justify it. There's no way you should be endorsing any type of drinking and driving and then absolving this young man. It's just showing you what's wrong with college sports and society today. And a guy like that taking up for a kid that made a mistake. Man, let that young man learn from that mistake so he doesn't do it again and so that other young men don't do the same thing right around your campus. Yikes. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County. What's up, Ross? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Rolling.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, man, with these Mets, I mean, listen, they pull off the win, and I'm like one of the last people out to pull out the old, you know, a win's a win cliche, but it feels like, you know, in this NL wild card race, all you got to do is tread water with the games, you know.
With this bullpen, however you were able to win a game and get the last out is a win.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I was talking to you last night. We were live talking about the Arizona game. Blew another save. But just all in all, their bullpen as a whole is kind of crap. San Diego, you just go through it. Cincinnati, there's really no, and league-wide, there's really no such thing as an elite bullpen top to bottom anymore. Now ours, you know, specifically, we don't really have one arm we trust through and through besides maybe Nunez. And, you know, we don't know how long that lasts. You know, we saw the the Winsanity type run Reed Garrett went through for a month. I know Diaz, you know, the bill's still kind of out on him because all the crap he's going through right now. But, I mean, the fact that we don't have one legitimate arm we could trust, I think it's kind of shaky right now. But you look at the team at Washington, despite them going through a losing stretch of their own, they got this guy, you know, Wood. Ever since he came up, he's been hitting the cover off the baseball. So, like I said, you know, day by day, a win's a win, and, you know, it's huge to get the win tonight.
Yeah, everything's coming up roses because, you know, the Mets keep finding ways to win and the Yankees keep finding ways to lose. Thanks for the call, Ross. It goes together. It goes together. I remember I was saying that about the Knicks. I'm like, what a season the Knicks are having. Because while you're dominating and the Nets are losing, you couldn't, you know, write the script any better for your crosstown rival to be suffering while you're thriving. It goes hand in hand. Let's go down to Tampa and talk to Ryan on the Fan. What's up, Ryan? You got it.
Hey, Keith. How's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
It's gone better, but it's going. And I'll go to sleep and we'll live to fight another day.
Of course, of course. Real quick. So, I'm not a Yankee fan. I was just down in Tampa watching the game tonight. And okay. I got to say, man, right now the team, team's a mess fundamentally. There's no approach at the plate. Guys are just swinging at pitches. They're looking at pitches right down the zone. I forget who it was. I think it was Glaber. He had a 3-0 count. And he just watched. He didn't even swing the bat, man. He yeah. just watched. He watched seven pitches go right down, and then the third strike, he watched it go right down the plate, and he looked at the umpire, and I'm sitting there watching. Like, dude, that's a strike. You got to swing at anything
like
close.
Once Rodon gave it up, everyone's approach changes because then they're like, oh, we're losing again. Oh, we got to make up this deficit. Oh, we got to press. Or some guys like Glaber in that at bat, it's like, oh, well, I don't feel like I could get it done, but maybe I can work a walk. Like Soto does, and somebody else will get it done, and I'll pass the baton. It's all messed up.
Yeah, they're just trying to kick down the can down the curb for someone else to pick up the slack. The other thing was, too, is you just mentioned about Rodon giving up the lead. Yandy Diaz got a hit, and Randy Arozarena, who's been struggling, hit a ground ball down the down the third base line in the left field.
Mm-hmm.
And Verdugo's just jogging.
Yep.
He's not even running after the ball.
Not locked in. Not ready to play.
Didn't field it cleanly.
Yeah, I saw it. That's why I said I was so excited to sit down and watch the game tonight. I didn't even listen to the Brian Cashman press conference stuff. I'm like, whatever. I got some quotes for my notes. But let's just go into this game and see how they show up. I was saying that on Monday night show. It's about how they show up. How do they respond? And right away, I'm like, okay, they got to run across. But on defense, right, Verdugo, whether he was busting it after that ball, whether he was running hard after that ball, he didn't play it right. And that bobble and that not playing the ball right, Yandy Diaz was running hard, and he wasn't able to get the throw in, and the throw wasn't in time. So right away, right, there you go. There goes the lead. And then not long after that, Isak Paredes with the homer, and when it rains,
home
it
run.
Pours.
Yep, that was the other thing. Rodon was serving up batting practice. Every pitch had no movement. Soto did something similar, too. I want to say it was the eighth inning. You got Jose Siri on first base. And I remember saying, I know if this guy can fly. And there was a ground ball, a line drive hit into right field. And he was kind of jogging after it slowly. And Siri scored from first. By the time Soto realized it was too late, that guy was safe by a mile.
Yeah, the game was over. These guys are like conceding losses. And that was the insurance run, right? Make it 5-3. And after that, it's like, well, we're not coming back.
Nope. Didn't come to play tonight.
Feeble. Thanks for the recap, Ryan, from Tampa going to Trashacana Field to see the trash can New York Yankees play in that terrible ballpark, one of the worst in Major League Baseball, against the Tampa Bay team that doesn't fear them at all. Against a Tampa Bay team that's used to their fans taking over the building, the Yankee fans taking over the building, but they're prepared to play. Kevin Cash has them prepared to play. They're prepared to attack Carlos Rodon because they've watched his starts previous to this one. They've watched him fold against the Atlanta Braves. They watched him have a little bit better of a start against the Red Sox, but still, like, they know to attack this guy. This guy is throwing fastballs in the zone. He's not able to locate. He's trying to throw him down and in. I think I was looking at the game day, you know, all, like the location of all the pitches that these guys were hitting was down and in. whether it was the Yandy Diaz single, the Randy Arozarena, like, they just, I don't know. You got to mix it up. At this point, I don't know why he doesn't know that. You have to mix it up. You have to have some type of element of surprise. You got to throw multiple pitches. Your fastball has been getting rocked. Your fastball has been easily hit. Let's see. Yep, going to look. Down and in on the bottom left quadrant for Yandy Diaz. I just lost it. And that's not good radio. It is what it is to go through. You guys watch the game. You guys understand. This guy was not ready to go. Some guys behind him were not ready to go. And that's how quickly it can happen. That's how quickly the game can be 4-1, and you feel like you're going to lose that game. And even when Ben Rice hits a homer off the first reliever out of the bullpen, does not matter. It's not enough, because ultimately you had a bunch of guys go up and go through the motions. And I think all in all, you got 7 hits. They got 7 hits. But it's not enough, because you strand runners and you end up leaving 10 on base, and it's not enough. So it is what it is, folks. Rocco's in Saratoga next up on The Fan in New York. What up, Rock?
Hey, keep. Oh, the Yanks. Oh, gosh. It's like that. You know the villain in Batman, Two-Face? One side, nice, handsome. The other side, ugly and disfigured. That's the way the Yanks have been. The first part of the season, they were the good-looking side of Two-Face. Right now, they're playing the ugly side, Keith. Oh,
Harvey
man.
Dent. When is this gonna
end? Yes, Harvey Dent, the DA, the district attorney. Yeah. They're like,
we thought they were Superman. Now they're Wee Man.
We were looking at a 110-game season, winning season at least, right?
No, hell no. I knew that was fool's gold. The over-under was always around like 93. I still think they can get to around 90, 93.
Yeah, I think they still could get there.
But they got to wake up now. Like, it's not, I mean, every time you lose a game, that math isn't mathing.
Yeah, Keith, when Stanton went there, now people have stopped dissing Stanton.
Mm-hmm. I say, hey, put respect on his name. 7 years here, that guy is so important to this team and his lineup. He gets a raw deal, but man, their record, you can look at the record without Stanton. Their record without Stanton is no good.
Not good. Everyone gets on his case and all, and he had 18 dingers when he, you know, went down running the bases. That's the problem. He's so big, he's so strong, every time he walks, he's going to pull something.
It sucks. It's remarkable, honestly, that this guy cannot, he wasn't sprinting. He wasn't really, he was jogging home, and I guess just standing on base can tighten him up.
I guess so. When you're that, you know, you got so many damn muscles there, I don't know what you do. He leaned down this year, too, so you can't say, oh, okay, you know, he should get into shape or whatever. He was in shape, but hey, what are you going to do? But he's got to get back sooner. He's got to get back.
They're saying the end of this month for his rehab stint, so him to return in August, I think that's too long.
Yeah, that is long. That is too long. Someone's got to step up, Keith.
Judge did step up, but like the rest of them, like, I don't know, I knew it. I'm like, Judge can't do it every night. You're wasting his efforts. You're losing while he's going off. Soto's got to step up. Verdugo's got to step
there you
up.
Go. Yeah, what happened to Juan? He another one. I mean, he's got
the great Juan, the Centurion, the generational Juan Soto. I think he is falling into what everybody else is falling into. This is his first year with the Yankees, right? He should be able to rise above. He should be able to say, "No, I'm Juan Soto. Watch, I'm going to hit this out. I'm going to will us to victory." I feel like he did a lot of that in the beginning of the year.
Not so much now.
It's starting to even out some.
Yeah, I mean, we said, hey, sign him at all costs. It doesn't matter. This guy is the best player in baseball.
Nah, that $600 million is OD. That $600 million is not realistic.
Not happening. We could, you know, reality.
As good as he is, he's a right fielder. And we know how much money Judge got in right field, how much money Mookie Betts got in right field. He shouldn't get $600 million. And if somebody wants to pay him $600 million, good for them. The Yankees definitely can't do that.
Hey, Judge is the best player in baseball. Look, Shohei Ohtani is a DH. He doesn't even play the field. Judge is a Gold Glove.
He plays the field. He's not playing the field right now because he's not pitching. But Ohtani, that's like Ohtani got paid as two people, and they finagled that thing to have all that deferred money.
Yeah.
$700 million is a ridiculous contract. Thanks for the call, Rock. Listen, I mean, I don't care about contracts. I don't care about injuries. I care about the guys that are available. They have enough talent available to beat the Tampa Bay Rays. They have enough talent available to not be shut out for six innings. They have enough talent available to not give up four runs in the first inning to make everyone that's rooting for the New York Yankees, themselves included, feel like the game is over. Coming off an off day, coming off of being shut out against the Boston Red Sox in your building, giving up the game in the ninth inning to the Red Sox in your building, and then being swept by the Cincinnati Reds for the first time since the 1800s. Like, I don't know what's going on with these guys. Jason is in Crystal Springs on the fan. What's up, Jason?
What's up, my man?
You know, so just talking through.
I know. Yeah, I hear you. And you know baseball. You're an athlete. You played football. You know, a walk. You know this thing. A walk is as good as a hit. I've been on hold for a while, so that old lady that called. Walk is as good as a hit. You're on first base. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, but it's only as, I mean, yeah, when there's nobody on base, that walk is great in hopes that somebody returns or somebody follows up and can get a hit to, you know, advance you, drive you in. But with Juan Soto right now,
agreed.
Where are the extra base hits? Where are the homers?
I don't know, maybe, but this is what I'm saying. They'll come alive in, like, September, October. I really do believe this is a team that's going to pull it together. Stanton, I mean, he's as big as Judge. This guy is supposed to be Mr. In Shape. He's hurt every year.
It's incredible, man. It is like clockwork.
Like,
it is.
It's hardcore.
And it's like, soft tissue, and it's not, I don't know. And all they're asking him to do is DH. He's getting hurt running the bases. It's crazy. But here's something, Jason. Like, you know what? Kind of just makes me disappointed because I do think they'll figure it out. I do think that they'll make the postseason. But I'm upset because I thought that they had an opportunity here, and they still do. They're gonna have to play ridiculous baseball though. But because they've tailed
they're
off
only
so
in
much,
second place. They're gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah, but it's important in this crapshoot to get that one seed in that first round bye. And I know there's somebody that's gonna tell me, "Well, how did it work for the teams last year?" I mean, it just the way it's set up, you kind of want that. Thanks for the call, Jason. You don't want to play in the wild card round. If you can skip that and have a shorter path and even have time to rest for a team like this that's always banged up. Oh, Izzy in Cleveland is back. Izzy, you got it. You're barely on.
Oh, thanks. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. That back music's going to play any second now. There it is.
I hung up because a coyote was chasing me, whatever. That was a weird story.
A coyote was chasing you in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah, I was in a park. I was right next to, I was eating food with my friend, and a coyote just
in
came
Central
right up
Time,
to us, which ran for,
around
yeah,
1 a.m. You were eating in a park with your friend, and a coyote messed up your call to the fan. So when I called on you before, you weren't ready. Ah, yeah, that's a good last call to take before you guys call to talk to C-Mac. He's ready to go. He's going to tell you what's wrong with these Yanks. And maybe he already watched Hard Knocks. I'm out. Bye. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.